WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 56 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning. Happy Friday. I'm Chelsea Reber. Improvements are coming to Harvey Road between Veterans Park and Boonville Road. The College Station City Council was told last night by the developer of townhomes and multifamily residences, including apartments, that TxDOT will be adding a center turn lane. That was not enough for Councilwoman Linda Harvell.
We have a 60-mile-an-hour speed limit. We have one stoplight there at Copperfield. We have multiple 18-wheeler construction trucks up and down day and night.
Harvell and Bob Brick, who did not oppose the project, voted against two rezonings. The College Station City Council awarded a $25 million contract last night. James Benham, who was the only member to comment on selecting Vaughn Contracting to build the new police department headquarters, listed the Kyle Field expansion among some of the company's other local projects.
They worked on a little stadium, too, didn't
they? Yeah, they did.
A little stadium job. Forgot that one.
Vaughn was among four finalists selected from 12 that submitted a proposal. A construction schedule will be discussed next week. We're approaching the time of the year for a variety of building projects and for some running into code enforcement issues. Bryan Deputy Fire Marshal William Bow says the old saying of seeking forgiveness instead of getting permission doesn't work with city officials.
We do enforce these codes and we will enforce them even to the point of if you've built something substandard, we will make you get rid of it, change it, tear it down, take it apart and redo it.
Vaus recommends getting assistance from the city even if you are working with a contractor. Some College Station 8th grade students and their parents have gone online in an attempt to persuade the College Station School Board to overturn last week's majority vote blocking the students from attending College Station High School.
The campaign nickname Fate for 58 refers to the 58 8th graders from CSHS who were rezoned to Consolidated. Since the board vote, CSISD spokesman Chuck Glenwinkel says the high school principals have sent an email to the affected 8th grade students and will be calling the families to invite them to spend some time at their new high school on May 11th.
This isn't a deal where you have to go or are being made to go. It is completely up to the eighth grader and their family if they do, but they'll have the opportunity to go to the high school they'll be zoned to in 2019 and 2020 and look around and meet some people and talk to the folks who are leaders in the activities that they're interested in.
Glenwinkel says open houses have also been scheduled for the 8th graders on May 14th. More information about the grandfathering and new high school boundaries are online at csisd.org. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Congressman Bill Flores wants the Trump administration to do a better job of vetting cabinet nominees. Flores's comments during our show came shortly after Ronnie Jackson withdrew his name to head the Veterans Administration.
Make sure that this type of activity won't happen again in terms of the malicious smears. It's going to happen, but hopefully find somebody that's just not going to have as many weak spots. And I'm not saying Ronnie Jackson ain't weak spots. We don't know. It's just that they were just killing him with allegations.
Flores hopes the Trump administration does an extensive vetting with the next VA nominee. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 56 degrees. You can text us anytime during the show at 979-695-1620. Powered by Citibank, where the Y in City stands for you. This look at news is brought to you by WC Tractor. More news at 6:30. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
To all you good folks in the Brazos Valley affected by the recent hailstorm, have you been inundated with flyers from roofers you've never heard of before? The truth is these guys weren't here before the storm, and like previous storms, they won't be around when the storm work is over. There are plenty of good local roofing contractors in the Brazos Valley to choose from. But if you want the best, call Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Thinking of changing your lighting fixtures or adding landscape lighting to your front yard? Have a plug that doesn't work or want an outlet moved to a more convenient location? Maybe you have an older home that needs a complete rewiring. Gilmore Electric Express is your go-to home electrician. Gilmore guarantees on-time service and upfront pricing on every job. For everything from simple fixture replacement to expansive remodeling projects, you can count on Aggie-owned and operated Gilmore Electric Express. Call 979-77-LIGHT or go to gilmoreelectricexpress.com.
April means you save on all Hayward products at the Pool Guy. Pool pumps, filters, lights, all month. The Pool Guy has special pricing on all Hayward products and free installation. F-R-E-E, standard installation. Pricing will never be lower. So now's the time to replace or upgrade your swimming pool equipment. Call the Pool Guy at 575-6200 or stop in at the Pool Store and the Tower Point Shopping Center. The Pool Guy.
Good morning. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you by United Roofing. If you need a roof due to the recent high winds and hail, for over 40 years, United Roofing has been your roofing insurance claim specialist. Don't have to call an 800 number. They're local, 846-ROOF, or go to unitedroofingpros.com.
We'll have partly to mostly sunny skies across the area today. High temperatures will climb into the upper 70s. Clear tonight, lows dropping back into the middle 50s. Sunshine continues on Saturday, turning a little warmer with highs getting into the lower 80s. Clear skies Saturday night, low in the upper 50s. And sunshine and a few clouds are expected on Sunday. Highs will again reach the lower 80s. I'm meteorologist Scott Kaplan, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Texas A&M streak of first-round picks in the NFL draft has been snapped. It ends at 7 years in a row as Christian Kirk nor Armani Watts were taken in the first round last night. We'll hear a little bit from our own Taylor Travis, who was there live, so we'll hear a little bit from Taylor coming up. Also, Davis Diamond for Aggie softball is set to open up today. It is the inaugural game. We've got plenty of sounds. Head coach Joe Evans, it's been a long time coming for her. So, of course, we'll hear from coach, also talking plenty of other Aggie sports. All that and more coming up in sports.
Oh, I thought that was Screech's brother.
Screech?
Know? Yeah, Screech. Remember Dustin Diamond?
Dustin Diamond.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Davis is Monty and Becky.
Okay, that's it. Monty and Becky going to be there today?
I'm not sure. Okay. I would think so.
All right.
Yeah. You know, I was never a big Saved by the Bell guy.
Okay, neither was I.
But you know Dustin Diamond. You know,
well,
Screech.
Well, sure, because, I mean, Screech was in the news for all the wrong reasons a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
He kept, I don't know, just misbehaving.
I want to say he was also on some CMT show where they did, like, bull riding. They took celebrities that turned them into bull riders.
Oh, wow.
I'm pretty sure he was on there.
I don't think I remember that. How many episodes did that have?
A couple. It was only one season, for sure.
I mean, it's a matter of what? Hi, you're a washed-up celebrity. Now would you like to ride a bull?
Yeah, they had Rocket Ishmael on there.
Oh, wow. I remember him. He was a football player, right?
Yeah.
For Notre Dame. Is
super
that,
fast. And the Cowboys.
Yeah, and the Cowboys. All right, well. Shows they'll make a show about anything.
Sure,
yeah, pretty much.
Calgary Family, that's up in Canada.
Canada
says Canada. An ongoing dispute with their neighbors has escalated, thanks to a new alarm that goes off whenever her children are outside. Yeah, I know. And again, I remember when we did this story originally, and the kids would make noise, and that would upset the neighbors, and. You know, I don't know if they had an HOA meeting about
right.
it or whatever.
Yes, they were being too loud playing outside. I do remember.
Okay, so mom's name is Chelsea Reed. Says
I was like, whoa, easy.
Spelled differently.
Okay, gotcha.
Says
the wrong way.
Yeah.
The tension had been ongoing now for 2 years, with the neighbors regularly complaining about the noise from her 5-year-old Jax and younger daughter Nora. And, you know, they're outside.
Yeah.
They're playing.
Yeah, what do you want them to do? Be quiet?
The kids were kept inside most of the winter.
Please use an inside voice outside.
Yeah. When, you know, the weather finally warmed up a little bit up there. And
to 30?
Yeah. She said she noticed an annoying chirping alarm that goes off in her neighbor's yard whenever her kids yell or whoop.
Oh.
Chelsea says her family has tried to talk to the neighbors many times without success, and now she's nervous when the kids play in their own backyard.
Who has, like, a sound detector? That's weird.
Here we go.
Oh.
Yes, you know, the kid yells there.
Okay. That's the chirp.
Right.
I actually first heard it last week, and I thought it was a bird, and a really annoying bird. And then, yeah, it wasn't until we were out in the back that I realized it was when the kids were just playing.
First of all, that kid sounds like it's dying.
That sounds really annoying too.
I was gonna say, and all right, we're not there. We're hearing it in like 3 second bursts.
Right.
So maybe if it goes on,
if it's
and
going
on,
off
on,
continuously, that would be annoying.
But I mean, this is turnabout fair play, right? I mean,
I guess,
This is a get even kind of a thing.
Although
I
feel like the neighbors are hearing that bird chirp too.
That's an excellent point. You're right. Yep.
Info?
Mation.
Because if it's about being annoyed, their own alarm is probably annoying.
Very annoying.
Just as well. So.
Right.
Can you imagine if we had something for every time somebody got loud up here?
Oh,
man. Oh, man.
If we could just put Louie in a soundproof room, that'd probably be a good
thing. Yeah, it doesn't work.
Don't tease me, Scott.
Yeah, really.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing, 731-1500, or click edphillipsplumbing.com. Ed Phillips Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley for over 10 years.
The moment you start up a Toyota Tundra or Tacoma, you become part of a whole secret society full of folks who crave life beyond the civilized world, who climb mountains simply because they're there, who howl with wolves, wrestle largemouth bass, and camp out under stars that you never get to see in the city. And when they've had their fill of the great outdoors, they simply turn their trucks around and head back to so-called civilization. If you know what we're talking about, you're in. The virtually indestructible new 2018 Toyota Tundra and Tacoma, equipped with Toyota Safety Sense Standard.
Right now, qualified buyers can get 0% APR financing for 72 months on a new 2018 Toyota Tundra Special Edition. Toyota, let's go places. Drivers should always be responsible for their own safe driving. Depending on the conditions of the roads, vehicles, weather, etc., the systems may not work as intended. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and end 4/30/18.
Hey, hey, good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's the 27th of April. It's going to be May soon. That's when school ends for a lot of people.
Yep.
And so there you are. It's Tell a Story Day.
Okay.
Yeah, stories are fun. It's Babe Ruth Day. I don't know why. Something must have happened on this day. About this. Yeah. Woody Woodpecker Day.
Oh.
See, as time goes on, well, it's not even close, but that's okay.
Good try.
His wife actually is the one who started doing the sound for the for the cartoon, and it was annoying. I mean, more annoying than that bird thing we heard just a while ago. It's a National Arbor Day. That's National Arbor Day. Arbor Day is celebrated on different days in different states.
Okay.
Because it has to do with planting a tree, and you want it to be able to survive.
Right.
But anyway, this
different
is,
planting seasons.
Right. So they started it as Arbor Day. It's National Devil Dog Day.
Devil dog.
It's a pastry. It's like a ding dong, but not. Oh, I'm all over it, man.
Leave it to the pastry expert.
Either that or the Marines. It's one or the other.
Now wait, no, it is. It is. I just looked it up.
Yeah.
I've never heard of these things.
It's like a ho ho.
Oh, okay.
All right.
It's like it looks like an ice cream sandwich, but it's not ice cream. It's cream.
Yep. There you
go. And
okay.
Not frozen, obviously.
Which again, and it mentions in here, during World War I, the legend goes that German soldiers took to calling U.S. Marines devil dogs for their tenacity. I don't know how that ends up being like
a little hostess cake.
Sandwich,
yeah.
But nonetheless, so there you go. You got that.
Yum.
And let me see. It's also a Hairball Awareness Day.
Okay.
Yeah. It's Prime Rib Day. That's not bad.
Oh, yeah. I do like me a prime rib.
And it's a Day of Silence. Day of Silence.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Already we're brewing
in trouble.
That one. Yeah.
Yeah, we busted it. All right, birthdays.
Birthdays for today. Let's see here. William Moseley is turning 31. He plays Prince Liam on the E! Show, The Royals.
Oh, okay.
Have you seen that one? He's also in the Chronicles of Narnia show or movie.
Yeah.
So he's turning 31. Patrick Stump is turning 34. 34. Goodness. He's a Fallout lead singer, Fallout Boy.
Oh, Fallout Boy. Sure.
Yeah,
okay.
So there you go. John Osborne of the Brothers Osborne, he's turning 36.
I'm only guilty of a damn good time, no, it ain't my fault.
I think they won Duo of the Year, I want to say, at the ACMs or AMCs or whatever
like
the heck
stuff.
They call them now. I saw them in concert, actually. They opened up for Chris Stapleton cool. when I went to Red Rocks. So they're turning 36, or at least John is. Also having a birthday, Sally Hawkins is turning 42. Of course, she's the Oscar nominee for The Shape of Water.
Oh, okay.
Kind of a weird movie, but
I think so.
It was still pretty good, though.
I liked it.
Mm-hmm. Sheena Easton, am I saying that right, Scott? She's turning 59.
Right. Yep, that's it.
She and Prince did a lot of stuff, and she also did the theme to James Bond movie For Your Eyes Only. Also having a birthday today, Kevin McNally is turning 62. He's Mr. Gibbs in Pirates of the Caribbean, Judge Woodhull on Turn, Washington Spies. Ace Frehley is turning 67. Kiss.
Sure.
So he's turning the big 6-7 today. Kate Pearson is turning 70. The B-52s, Love Shack, all that good stuff. Rome, Rock Lobster. Cy Robertson from Duck Dynasty. Weren't we just talking
another
about him?
Another one. Yeah, or Phil. Third. Phil had his birthday, yeah. And Sadie had her birthday.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
They must all just celebrate together with a big family dinner.
That's probably. It. So Cy, he's the Uncle funny, Cy. Crazy uncle.
Yep.
He's turning 70 today. And Casey Kasem was born on this date in 1932. And if you want to hear your childhood ruined, here you go.
We're up to our long-distance dedication. And this one is about kids and pets and a situation that we can all understand, whether we have kids or pets or neither. It's from a man in Cincinnati, Ohio. And here's what he writes. Dear Casey, this may seem to be a strange dedication request, but I'm quite sincere, and it'll mean a lot if you play it. Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuggles, but he was most certainly a part of... Let's go start again. From coming out of the record. Okay. Play the record, okay?
Okay.
Please. See, when you come out of those up-tempo damn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions, and then you got to go into somebody dying. You know, they do this to me all the time. I don't know what the hell they do it for, but damn it, if we can't come out of a slow record, yeah. I don't understand it. Yeah. Is Don on the phone?
Don?
Okay, I want
Where's
a
Don?
Damn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a f***ing up-tempo record really? Every time I do a damn yeah. deaf dedication. Now, make it, and I also want to know what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week.
Yeah, pictures.
The last damn time, I want somebody to use his f***ing brain to not come out of a damn record yeah. that is that's up-tempo, and I got to talk about a f***ing dog dying.
All right. Jeez.
Shaggy, jeez.
So Snuggles.
Yeah, Snuggle. Well, no. He was Shaggy and Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo. He did Shaggy.
Thought we were talking about the dog. I was like, no, I'm still sad about the dog. Yeah.
And Shaggy wasn't the dog in Scooby-Doo. Scooby-Doo was the dog in Scooby-Doo. And Scrappy-Doo.
But nonetheless, Casey was not happy.
No, obviously not.
He wanted Don on the phone.
That's right. Is Don on the phone? Here we go. All right. For Saturday, it's macaroni day.
Yum. I like macaroni.
That's good. Cubicle day. You know, if you only work Monday through Friday, you don't have to go in on Saturday just to celebrate your cubicle.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about it.
Yeah,
that's weird that's on Saturday.
So, well, I think it's always the 28th.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And if you have a cubicle mate, you can call them your cubie.
Oh, that'd be good. It's National Kiss of Hope Day. I don't know what that means, but it sounds fine. It's a Save the Frogs Day. Okay.
Sure.
World Veterinary Day. National Sense of Smell Day. National Pool Opening Day. My God, we have a lot of these.
Okay.
All right, that's enough. And
okay.
We got birthday days. Saturday.
Birthdays for
on Saturday.
Yeah. Jessica Alba is turning 37. Max on Dark Angel. Sue Storm, Fantastic Four. I'm a fan. She's turning 37. Penelope Cruz is turning 44. Also a fan.
Are you a fan?
Yeah. She's pretty good. She's always plays the spicy Latina. And she was in, what was that movie with Johnny Depp? Blow? She's pretty good in that one.
Yeah.
Jorge Garcia is turning 45. Hurley on Lost. Conspiracy theorist Jerry Ortega in Hawaii 5-0. Bridget Moynihan is turning 47. Tom Selleck's daughter Erin in Blue Bloods.
Yep.
And she's also
Tom Brady's
baby mama.
Baby mama.
for his first child.
Yep.
So there you
now
go.
How old is she?
47.
Oh.
She's a little older than Tom.
A little cougar
thing. Yeah, a little cougarish.
I don't know if that's cougar or not. Yeah.
I really like her in Blue Bloods, though.
Yeah,
she's a good actress.
She is good. John Daly turning 52. Boy, he's made it to 52.
Man.
So congrats to John Daly.
He's got a great story.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, that 30 for 30 on him was amazing.
It is good.
I had an ex-roommate who was actually in that 30 for 30, believe it or not. Yeah, well, there was a picture he was taking with John Daly at Augusta. Mary McDonnell is turning 66. Commander Radar on TNT's Major Crimes.
Mm-hmm.
President Roslin on Battlestar Galactica.
Oh.
Jay Leno turning 68. The Chin.
Yeah.
So happy birthday to Jay Leno tomorrow. Paul Guilfoyle is turning 69.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, him too. 69, Captain Brass, CSI.
Right.
And Margaret is turning 77 tomorrow.
Zowies.
There you go.
All right, there we go. James Baker, he's got his own library down there in Houston. You know, he's a former Secretary of State. He's 88 years old. Tomorrow is the anniversary of Muhammad Ali refusing to be inducted into the Army.
Oh, wow.
1967. That pretty much made history. Sunday, it's Zipper Day, because it's the anniversary of the invention, I think, or the patenting of the zipper.
Those are big.
Yep. Mm-hmm. International Dance Day. So go do that. Pet Parents Day and Make-A-Wish Day.
I'm a pet parent.
Yeah, we're all
there. All are.
Yeah, let's do birthdays for Sunday.
Birthdays for Sunday. Catherine Langford is turning 22. Hannah Baker, the girl on 13 Reasons Why.
Oh, okay.
Which was I haven't watched it. It looked depressing, so
I didn't
watch that.
Yeah.
Megan Boone is turning 35. Elizabeth Keene on the Blacklist, plenty of fans of that.
Sure.
Tyler Laban is turning 40. Dale and Tucker and Dale versus Evil. He's also one of the Canadian Mounties in Super Troopers 2, which I've seen. It's funny. It's not a smart funny, but it's funny, which I enjoy.
It's a
enjoy
stupid show. Is
stupid
that what you're
humor.
Telling?
Yeah, okay, everybody. It's a guy movie.
I got you.
Darby Stanchfield is turning 47. Abby, the redhead on Scandal. Uma Thurman turning 48.
Wow. Kill Bill.
Yeah, Kill Bill. A lot of other stuff. Of course, a supermodel. Andre Agassi. Turning 48. His hair's all gone, but he's still here.
Uh-huh.
He's retired. Turning 48 on Sunday. Eve Plum is turning 60. Jan on the Brady Bunch.
Wow.
There you go. Michelle Pfeiffer turning 60. Of course, Catwoman. Boy, she's been in a lot of stuff. Al Pacino's wife at Scarface. Jerry Seinfeld is turning the big 6'4 on Sunday.
Wow.
What's the deal with turning 64? So he's turning 64. Daniel Day-Lewis. Can't forget him. Six-time Oscar nominee, three-time Oscar winner. He's turning 61. Really weird dude, as a lot of great actors are. Like, he always wants to stay in character.
In character.
And when he was doing My Left Foot, he required everybody to carry him around.
Wow.
When he was playing Christy Brown.
Just because he's in the character,
other people
have to do that.
And he was freaking people out in Gangs of New York when he was, like, trying to stay in Bill the Butcher the whole time.
Ah.
Kate Mulgrew is turning 63. Red, the prison's kitchen trustee on Orange is the New Black.
Mm-hmm.
And Richard Klein, Larry on Three's Company, he's turning 74 on Sunday.
Yeah. That's it?
That's it. That's all I got. Oh, now you're going to make jokes.
No!
Oh, no. No, it is not. Excuse me. So, the paper that they give me is all out of whack. They usually do the biggest birthdays first.
Yeah.
How could I forget?
Yeah.
Willie Nelson is turning 85 on Sunday.
You were always on my mind.
Except when I forgot your birthday.
You were always on my mind.
Well, let's just all pile up in the honeysuckle rose and
all that stuff.
Hang out.
Chip wouldn't have let you sit in.
Yeah, I know.
Again.
Chip would have gotten real mad if I forgot.
All right, 628.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
The Attorney General Jeff Sessions is now publicly urging the special prosecutor, Robert Mueller, to wrap up his Russiagate investigation, saying it's become a distraction. Far more important matters need to be addressed. Anyway, he also said he expects the Justice Department Inspector General to finish his investigation into the FBI's handling of Hillary Clinton's email investigation, and saying that that will provide more information for decisions on whether or not there was wrongdoing. The Attorney General was pressed by a lawmaker who said he saw a double standard in comparing the ongoing special counsel probe into Trump. I understand at the root of this, he says, constituents are frustrated and angry. By the way, I'm one of them. And they see a double standard. Yeah, I'm one of those too.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, I recently gave my home a facelift. I did it the best and simplest way possible. Brand new blinds from blinds.com. Every single order gets free shipping. And guess what? Their prices, they're unbeatable. Now, let's say you accidentally mismeasure. You pick the wrong color. They will remake your blinds for free. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Site-wide savings happening right now, plus an additional 5% off when you go to blinds.com/Hannity. That's blinds.com/Hannity. Rules, restrictions apply.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k, IRA, or investment account? Then I have one word of advice. Stop.
Experts warn of a stock market crash any day now, and you could lose 50% or more of your hard-earned savings again. But you don't have to lose a penny. There's a better, safer way to save for retirement, and you can learn about it in a free report. This method continues to grow your money even when the market tumbles. To get this free report, go to bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia, candidate for Brazos County District Clerk. I would like to thank all of my supporters in the Republican primary on March 6. It is a great honor to be a part of the political process here in Brazos County. And now, I'm asking for your continued support in the Republican primary runoff on May 22. Vote for me, Gabriel Garcia, for Brazos County District Clerk. Thank you, and God bless.
Paid for by Gabriel Garcia campaign, Pat Sedcheck, Treasurer.
Whatever you do for a living, you think you're the best person for the job, right? Well, here's your chance to prove it. Nominations are now open for the 18th year of the Best of the Brazos Valley. We're accepting nominations in categories for the best shops, restaurants, services, and entertainment. To nominate your business or your favorite business, go to bestofthebrazos.com. Don't miss your chance to be on the ballot. bestofthebrazos.com.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 10 to 11 a.m., experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, April 28th, learn about controlling flies on livestock. Successful control involves proper identification, then developing a systematic integrated strategy for use in your operation. We'll discuss it all this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It's 56 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where their vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The general contractor for the Kyle Field expansion was selected to build College Station's new police headquarters. James Benham was part of last night's unanimous city council choice of Vaughn Contractors.
Want to thank them for the several very impressive structures they have led in this town, not the least of which include the Mitchell Physics Building and the Memorial Student Center at Texas A&M.
12 firms submitted a proposal and four finalists were interviewed. A construction schedule will be discussed next week. A divided College Station City Council last night approved rezoning more land along the north side of Harvey Road between Copperfield and Boonville Road to build hundreds of more townhomes and multifamily residences. The 5-2 vote followed the council hearing. The developers say Harvey Road will be getting a center turning lane from Boonville to Veterans Park. Councilman John Nichols, who voted for the rezoning, called on the city to ask the Texas Department of Transportation to do more.
I would hope that we begin now to direct staff to find the ways to elevate this piece of highway somewhere onto a priority list at some point in the next couple of years when the opportunity exists.
Linda Harvell voted no and called on the state to reduce the speed limit and ban semis along that stretch of Harvey Road.
Not to mention that on Sunday, you can't even get up and down that road because of Skybreak Church and Central Baptist Church. I mean, it comes to a complete standstill and you have police officers out there directing traffic.
Bob Brick also voted against the rezoning. Some of the opponents to last week's College Station School Board vote against grandfathering eighth graders as part of changing high school boundaries have launched an online campaign.
The Faith for 58 Facebook page was created by some students and their parents who want their children to attend College Station High School, but are instead headed to Consolidated as a result of new boundaries. Since the board vote, CSISD spokesman Chuck Glenwinkle says the superintendent and both high school principals have been fielding phone calls and emails from those with comments and questions about the board's vote on grandfathering.
I know for a fact that Dr. Ely has spent a significant amount of time the last few days replying to emails and making phone calls to people who have reached out to him. Both high school principals' email addresses and phone numbers at their campus were included in that email. Dr. Ely's email address is very readily available, and he responds to that, and he calls people back as well. So I think the school district is being really proactive in reaching back out to these families.
More information about the grandfathering and new high school boundaries are online at csisd.org. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
From From the Bryan School District, Superintendent Christy Whitbeck will be Scott's guest on the show this morning at 8:10. The primary purpose of the visit is Dr. Whitbeck's response to media reports of discipline issues in BISD. Meantime, BISD has announced the retirements of two elementary school principals. Susan Finch at Sam Houston and Amy Newbold at Johnson are leaving following careers of 25 and 27 years in public education. BISD has posted online surveys to receive public input on the selection of the new principals. Links to the surveys, which are available through May 4th, can be found online at WTAW.com. If you're considering a building project of any size anytime soon, contact city building officials. Fire code enforcement is among the responsibilities of Bryan Deputy Fire Marshal William Bouse.
I hate to think that any of our general contractors in this area would ever mislead a customer, but it has happened. And the general contractor said, oh, sure, it's fine here. I'll fix it all up for you. And they walk away, and then we come in and go, that's not at all correct, and you're stuck with getting it fixed.
Bow says there should be no fear in getting a building permit.
Because along with that permit comes the oversight of the people that you're paying money to build this for you, or the guidance to help you build it correctly so it's safe.
Bouse encourages home and building owners to ask contractors for a copy of the permit or contact the city to make sure one has been issued. A Bryan woman is in jail on charges of interfering with child custody. That's after Bryan police asked the public for assistance in finding a 3-year-old boy and 7 and 9-year-old girls. According to a BPD news release, 26-year-old Brittany Noel Moore did not have legal custody of her children. The youngsters disappeared around 1 a.m. and were found safe during the noon hour with their mother in Calvert. The children are now in custody of Child and Protective Services. The withdrawal of Ronnie Jackson to head the Veterans Administration does not sit well with Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan.
It's a shame that we lost him. I was hoping to have another Fighting Texas Aggie in the president's cabinet.
Flores said he did not know if any of the allegations made in the last few days against Jackson were true.
That seems to be a typical routine now, is that the president will put a name out there. And candidly, he's probably not doing a very good job of vetting the nominees that he's coming up with. And then the left goes and tries to dig up dirt on these folks, and then they just sort of kill them by a thousand cuts.
Flores, speaking on our show, hopes the Trump administration does an extensive vetting with the next VA nominee. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 56 degrees. You can call or text us today at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Hi, I'm Mark Hamlin. I want to thank you for the past 23 years as serving as your district clerk of Brazos County. Today, I want to endorse Margaret Meese to succeed me. Margaret Meese will develop a partnership with the experienced staff that we currently have. Margaret's legal and technical background will allow her to properly administer the many duties of the district clerk, including jury services, e-filing for all courts, and managing $3.5 million in fiduciary funds. Her diplomatic nature will continue the progress for Brazos County. It has been very rewarding to me personally to know the quality of people and the expertise that we have in Brazos County is second to none. Margaret Meese will continue this tradition.
Knowing me as an attorney, Justice of the Peace, Brazos County Department Head, fellow Republican and friend, current District Clerk Mark Hamlin sought me, Margaret Meese, out and encouraged me to run, saying that I will be well able to continue the work that he started in this office. I would appreciate your vote.
Political ad paid for by Margaret Meese.
Does your bagless vacuum smell like your pet? Does it smell musty and dusty? If it does, then you might need to change your filters. Changing the filters helps to maintain the suction and airflow so your vacuum picks up the dirt and debris the way it was designed to. Don't know where the filter is on your vacuum or not sure which filter you need? Then come by and see us at Sovac City and we'll be happy to help you. Sovac City, we're on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City has also been voted the best of the Brazos Valley again, and we want to say thank you to all of you who voted for us. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Hank the Cow Dog is coming back to the Bush Library and Museum on May 22nd and 23rd. Hank's vibrant author, John Erickson, will sing songs accompanying himself on the banjo and read from various books using the voices of the characters. Every student on site receives a free Hank the Cow Dog book, and free bus funding is available for schools. For more information and to make reservations, visit bush41.org. That's bush41.org.
Hey, good morning. It's 640 Infomaniacs News Talk 1620 WTAW. Here's some weather. It's brought to you by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, your nationwide agent, part of their member-driven community, where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, today, 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Sunny, warm days and clear, comfortable nights are expected right through the weekend with high pressure in control. For today, sunshine and a few clouds, highs will get into the upper 70s. Clear skies tonight, low in the middle 50s. Mostly sunny and warmer on Saturday, high in the lower 80s. Clear skies Saturday night, low in the upper 50s. And partly to mostly sunny on Sunday, with highs again topping out in the lower 80s. I'm meteorologist Scott Kaplan, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, we're talking the NFL draft. Our very own Taylor Travis was there last night. We'll hear from him. Also, it's a historic weekend in Aggieland as Texas A&M softball opens up a brand spanking new Davis Diamond. Head coach Joe Evans, a little bit on the new ballpark.
The fact that it's this size allows us to have a locker room that's big enough and a training room that's a full-size training room.
We'll hear a little bit more from Coach coming up. A lot of bells and whistles to go along with the new ballpark. And so we'll cover that as well as looking at Aggie baseball, Aggie men's golf, just tons of stuff going on. All that more coming up in sports.
So, of course, where did we get the origin brand spanking new?
Brand spanking.
Oh, because they spank the babies when they come out?
Well, you know, that's kind of what I thought.
Right.
For those of us of a certain age, the word brand turns our thoughts to the Hollywood B-feature movies and images of cowboys branding cattle.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the origin of the phrase. So let's see. Terms, hell, I don't know. It's we'll look it up some other time. This is a long story.
I thought you knew. Okay.
I know. You kidding? No. I was looking it up, and it's not there.
Flying by the seat of our pants.
It
means, how we roll.
Yeah, it means entirely new. We know that. But, yeah, it would seem to me like, yeah, like you spank a baby as soon as they come out, and so that would be, you know, brand spanking new. I'm not sure.
Well, spank a baby.
So there. How much did you watch of the draft?
I watched a little bit of it.
How many people were in the stadium?
It was quite a few.
Really?
It was full.
What?
It was full.
What?
Well, Okay. I always forget that it's part of a stadium. It was hard to tell because they had barriers and backdrops and stuff set up.
Yeah.
So I don't think, no, the whole entire stadium was not full, but there were a lot of people there. I mean, all the seats that they had available, they pretty much put that out on the field.
Yeah.
For folks to sit down. And it's amazing, too, how people will travel from all over the country. I'm talking about fans from every team were there last night.
That's fine. Yeah, I don't know. I don't get it. And they had to pay for their beer, right, which was probably really expensive.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, probably.
I'm sure Jerry made quite a bit of money.
I bet he did because he needs a lot of money. So, anyway. Well, there's a brewing controversy over the firing now of the House chaplain in Washington.
Oh, geez.
They fired the chaplain.
Well, he wasn't praying hard enough.
Well, no, it's what he said.
Oh.
His name is Patrick Conroy. Conroy told the New York Times that House Speaker Paul Ryan told him to, quote, stay out of politics after he offered a prayer that did ruffle a few feathers on the House floor. See, it was during the time that they were debating tax reform. So what he said in his prayer was, this is part of it, may all members be mindful that the institutions and structures of our great nation guarantee the opportunities that have allowed some to achieve great success while others continue to struggle. May their efforts these days guarantee that there will be no winners and losers under the new tax laws, but benefits balanced and shared by all Americans. Well, winners and losers, of course, is a great political phrase now,
mm-hmm.
And so he used that. And but I mean, wow. Who fires the chaplain?
I'm sorry,
no one,
Father.
No one is safe.
I'm sorry, Father, but you're fired.
Well, I don't know that he did it.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it sounds like it might have been Paul Ryan who did, you know, since he's the Speaker of the House and he runs that show. But dang, man.
Yeah. Mm. Well, and, you know, Kanye is stirring up all sorts of controversy with his
man.
His endorsement of Trump.
Well,
obviously, a lot of his peers are not in agreement, and you know, thousands of his followers are unfollowing him. In
protest. So somebody said that he lost a bunch of followers. It says on Twitter he has the same amount that he had before.
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
I don't know if that's fake news,
but it is interesting. Go ahead, Scott.
He may have killed Yeezy. Is that the name of his brand?
Sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now he's in trouble there, apparently.
Oh, okay.
Because there are stores that are pulling those products out.
Really?
Yep. Matter of fact, on Wednesday, Adidas, which backs the Yeezy brand, had no statement about West's tweets, his tweets. No retailers have come forward right now to drop the brand. However, this is different from the Grab Your Wallet movement, and which is aimed at the Trump family. However, there are people who are considering just not carrying your stuff anymore.
I just don't understand why, you know, it's okay for people to be against Trump, but it's not okay for people to be for Trump.
Yeah.
Well, but you could say that it's okay for, and if we're going to, you know, call everything square, it is okay for people to be against Trump. It's fine. You can speak whatever you want.
Oh, yeah.
But there are consequences. And I think there's been backlash to people who spoke out against the president. I mean, I think you look at the Olympics, Lindsey Vonn.
Mm-hmm.
I think there was quite a bit of backlash on there, at least on social media and things. I'm not saying that people were taking her brand away or anything, but
it is interesting. So John Legend, who is a good friend of Kanye West, texted him yesterday and just basically saying, you know, well, quickly, you're way too powerful and influential to endorse who he is and what he stands for. And then he goes on. And then he says, don't let this be part of your legacy. You're the greatest artist of our generation. So Kanye responds. He posts these text messages. He screenshots them and posts them on Twitter.
Right.
And he says, I love you, John. I appreciate your thoughts. You bringing up my fans or my legacy is a tactic based on fear used to manipulate my free thought.
Wow.
And so John continues with, think freely, think with empathy and context too. Your words and actions have consequences. Much love. And since you're posting my texts, let me add, I have a new single out.
So they kept it friendly.
Yeah. They did. But
good.
And then Kanye said, I posted it because I wanted people to know it's okay to not agree with each other and still get along.
That is good. That is. No, it's okay to be to disagree, just don't be disagreeable. They've, you know, said that for years, and that makes sense. So I like that. That's a good exchange. Each person gets to take their position, and, you know, at the end of the day, they can still be friends and talk about other stuff.
And John has a single out in case anyone was interested.
There you go.
Interested.
All right. Because he needs the money.
Right.
Both of them need the money.
Exactly.
By the way, do you see Chance the Rapper tweeted out, black people don't have to be Democrats. And that caused a stir too.
What?
I think he's an independent. He said that.
Yeah, but that, I mean, it's a good point.
That strikes right at the heart of the Democrats because they expect to be able. They want to call the Republican Party nothing but a bunch of white people.
Right.
So wow. All right. Interesting. 6:48.
Howdy. This is Steve Bledsoe, class of '83, with Guaranty Bank and Trust. Our Guaranty Green Free Checking Account is a real game changer for you. Open a Guaranty Free Green Checking Account with direct deposit, and we'll pay you $250. So stop by one of our three locations in Bryan College Station, or you can visit us on the web at gnty.com. Thanks and gig 'em.
Offer only valid in Bryan College Station for new customer accounts. Open through December 31st, 2018. Direct deposit and e-statements required. Minimum direct deposit of $100 must be received within 60 days to obtain the bonus. Guaranty Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 10 to 11 a.m., experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, April 28th, learn about controlling flies on livestock. Successful control involves proper identification, then developing a systematic integrated strategy for use in your operation. We'll discuss it all this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
With the weather warming rather quickly, it's time for our annual assessment of which plants are most likely to succumb to which pests. Insects and diseases are, after all, cyclical. I have some visitors you're likely to encounter. If you see them, address them right away before they can leave paths of destruction through your plantings. Late spring pests, right after this message. If you want the most useful reference book in Texas gardening, I believe Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening to be exactly that. I self-published this book so I could have exactly the book I always wanted to have for you. Chapter 1 is Basics of Gardening in the Lone Star State, and Chapter 2 is a calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. The one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. Every book goes outside. It's not in stores. It's not on Amazon. It's not a revision of my cowboy boot book from 1991. $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order by calling during the week 800-752-752. Grow or order anytime at neilsperry.com. neilsperry.com. So if we're going to talk about late spring problems, we're going to start with powdery mildew. Warm, humid spring weather in the eastern half of the state has brought this to a frenzy. It's a fungal disease that coats leaves in dustings of white powder, almost like sprinklings of flour. Prime candidates, zinnias, crepe myrtles, roses, euonymus, even cedar elms. But it can attack many others. It should abate with summer's warmer, drier weather. If not, apply a labeled fungicide on 10-day intervals. Then we have black spot of roses. If your roses are stripped and denuded, odds are that black spot took a toll on their leaves. Black spot is a fungal organism. It begins with dark brown or black spots that are surrounded by irregularly shaped bright yellow halos. The affected leaves soon fall to the ground, leaving the leggy stems behind. Trim the plants gently to reestablish good shape, then spray with a labeled fungicide on 7 to 10-day intervals. Oh, and be sure that you look for Texas A&M's Earthkind roses. They've been selected because of resistance to black spot. Early blight of tomatoes will be showing up soon if it isn't already. Affected plants start developing thumbprint-sized yellow blotches from the bottom leaves upward. The lower leaves will turn brown and fall, leaving the stems entirely bare. Several fungicides will control this disease. You do need to spray for it. That's early blight, bright yellow blotches on your tomato leaves. If you have roses that are failing to open properly, that's probably thrips. They're small whisker-sized insects that congregate in the buds before they open. They suck the very life out of the buds, leaving the ends of the petals dried and browned. You can see thrips if you open the buds carefully. They'll be sequestered inside. Systemic insecticides control them best. If you have caterpillars devouring foliage, there are hundreds of types, from early spring's cankerworms that are still hanging around to mid-spring's loopers on to late spring's eastern tent caterpillars and evergreen's bagworms. These are all likely to show up almost anywhere in Texas. Watch for them closely and apply the necessary control measures at first observation. For the record, BT, Bacillus thuringiensis, is the most universal control. You'll find it sold in several different brands, and you'll find it sold as both a liquid in a dust. Snails and slugs are chewing big holes in leaves. Seven Dust is my choice there. Dust the plants with Seven. There also are baits that you can use. I'm Neil Sperry. That's Plant Talk Texas for another day. Until next time, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning at 6:53. The first round of the NFL draft was held last night at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, and WTAW's Taylor Travis was there.
Well, the first round of the NFL draft is complete. The big story of the night, obviously, quarterback Baker Mayfield from Oklahoma going first overall to Cleveland. I think that's something that a lot of people really didn't see coming up until today when some of the reports started to surface about that. But second big story, Christian Kirk, Texas A&M wide receiver, did not get selected in the first round, although a lot of people thought he might go, you know, mid-first round, maybe late first round to a team that needs a receiver. A lot of people thought that his name was going to be called when the Baltimore Ravens traded up to the last pick of the first round. It's a team that needed a receiver, but they went quarterback instead and took Lamar Jackson. But the good news is I don't think Christian Kirk's going to have to wait that long tomorrow in day two to hear his name called. Cleveland Browns draft first pick of the second round. That's a team that could use a wide receiver, and he might get his name called right away with that pick. So we'll see. It'll be fun. A lot of teams got better today, and it's been a fun experience so far.
Now that's Taylor from last night. Hopefully Kirk is selected in round two today. Now the Dallas Cowboys selected Boise State linebacker and reigning Mountain West Defensive Player of the Year Leighton Vander Esch at number 19 last night. The Houston Texans did not have a first-round pick this year. Round two is set for this evening at 6 o'clock. Now, a ton of Aggie sports in action this weekend. 18th-ranked baseball is in Starkville, taking on red-hot Mississippi State. Here's Coach Rob Childress on the Bulldogs.
They're as confident as they've been all year long. And Gary Henderson is as much a veteran of Southeast Conference baseball as anybody in our league. Head coach, assistant coach, it doesn't matter. He does a great job. And, you know, it's going to be a hostile environment and a fun place to go play. And we played well there, about as good as we played in Southeast Conference our 6 years, 2 years ago over there. We played an incredible series over there. So it's just about our starting pitch, and they all three need to get us off to a good start to give us a chance. And when they do that, we're going to have a chance to win every game.
Game one between the Aggies and Bulldogs is tonight at 6:30 at Duty Noble Field with broadcast on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. Now, number 11 softball hosts the first ever game at Davis Diamond tonight when the Aggs take on 12th-ranked Auburn. Coach Joe Evans was asked what sets this new ballpark apart from the rest.
The fact that it's this size allows us to have a locker room that's big enough and a training room that's a full-size training room. Most places have a satellite with maybe a table in there and some modalities. So we have our hot tub and our cold tub right inside our training room. Enough locker room for everyone who's a part of our program.
No, it's a historic weekend for Coach Evans, but also for seniors like first baseman Tori Vidalis.
I mean, it's really just cool to see it go from the very first hole in the ground to getting all the pipes in, to see it kind of come into this beautiful facility. So first to just finally get in here, it's a lot of anticipation and a lot of just excitement.
The Aggies square off with Auburn tonight at 6:30 with broadcast on Willie 1550 and RadioAggieland.com. And second-ranked Aggie men's golf has moved up five spots to number 9 following day two of the SEC Championships. The Aggs will look to get into the top 8 today when they take part in the third and final round of stroke play at 8 a.m. And after taking yesterday off, both the Rangers and the Astros are back in action tonight. Texas heads north of the border to visit Toronto at 6:07, while Houston is at home entertaining Oakland at 7:10. And that's been your morning sports update brought to you by WC Tractor on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
When Elizabeth saw Mary, the babe in Elizabeth's womb leaped for joy. Luke 1 and verse 41. The babe in Elizabeth's womb was John, and the babe in Mary's womb was Jesus. You might say that the herald, John, was already announcing the coming of the King, Jesus. At the time that this event took place, John, the babe in Elizabeth's womb, was 6 months old. Jesus, the babe in Mary's womb, was only a few days old. Sadly, some today would have us to believe that the babe in the womb is just a blob of tissue or a clump of cells that fills nothing. Luke, the beloved physician, would argue otherwise. He pictured the babe in Elizabeth's womb as living, active, and capable of feeling great joy. At the BCS Church of Christ, we look to the Bible for the answer to the question of when life begins and for the answers to the rest of life's questions. For more information about what we believe and teach, we invite you to visit our website at www.bcschurchofchrist.com.
United Ag and Turf offers the hardworking John Deere tractors, mowers, and utility vehicles you need to take care of your property. Choose the powerful and versatile John Deere 5045E tractor. This 50-horsepower tractor offers the muscle and features you need to tackle your to-do list, includes a 5-year powertrain warranty, and a surprisingly affordable starting price of only $159 per month. And when you purchase a new John Deere tractor up to 50 horsepower, the first year's scheduled maintenance is free. All you need is the diesel. Stop in today or visit UnitedAgandTurf.com.
Offers end 4/30/2018. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
It's America's number one killer, targeting men and women alike. Heart disease. Fortunately, you have Baylor Scott & White Health to help protect your heart, providing innovative heart care with trusted expertise in cholesterol management, heart transplants, and everything in between. It's time to make a healthy heart your number one priority. Find a cardiologist on the medical staff at Baylor Scott & White Medical Center College Station by calling 979-207-3300 or visit bswhealth.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Did you see J.J. Watt, what he sent out?
I don't think so.
Do you remember? I had no idea. In 2011.
You missed it.
Really. In 2011, he had two screen grabs to bring out. In 2011, when he was drafted, he was booed at the draft.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Yeah. Uh-huh. He said it's something he remembers very well. He said, and the video fuels him, is what he said.
Wow.
And posted screenshots of everybody on Facebook talking about how terrible the pick was.
Oh, my gosh. That's too funny.
Once again, why would you say that? Because then you're going to look like an idiot later on.
Yeah.
78 today. Ought to be nice. 82 tomorrow. It's 56 right now. Brian Broadcasting Station, News Talk 1620, WTAW, College Station, Brian.